It's 1306 on October the 4th, 2012. And while we wait for the child to be born, I have a few words that I'd like to say at this time. You know, as a nation, Britons hate complaining at things. We don't do it often enough in restaurants. We feel like we would insult the person. Hello? But yes, we feel like we would insult the person and, you know, it leaves a bad taste in the mouth complaining. Today I left a complaint because of the way my call was handled at Brent Repair's desk. There is no water in the entire block, Gloucester House, where I live. And because of this fact, I called Brent Housing, who told me to call Brent Repairs. I have no problem with that. I've called Brent Repairs before to tell them that there's been no water, and they have immediately looked into the case and, if necessary, sent someone out to fix it. This time, I got a very useless individual whose name I didn't get, so I have absolutely no qualms of telling you guys all about the situation, because since there's no names involved, it doesn't really matter. His response was call Thames Water. Thames Water supply the water to London and the surrounds, as far as I know. The thing is, I pay rent to Brent, and I pay service charge to Brent, and water's included in that, you see. So it is not my duty or job to call Thames Water under any circumstances, because I don't have an account with Thames Water. I asked to speak to a manager. I told him he was being illogical. I didn't ever once say stupid, I did say silly, but I said illogical. And I explained the situation countless times, and every time I'd ask to speak to a manager, he would say, "We're an inbound call centre, we don't call Thames Water." Yet you can call your repairs people and get them to come out to properties. So the guy was talking complete crap, in other words, but I was more polite about it than that. The end result was me hanging up on the guy and saying, "Thank you for that most pointless of conversations, good day." Which is the nicest way I could think to leave the conversation without saying something that I would not regret, but he might. I then called up the complaints desk and left a complaint, because I believe very strongly that if you're a fool, you deserve to be called out for the fool that you're acting. Right? As a father, I believe that about my children. If you're doing something silly, you deserve to be told off for your silliness. If you're putting other people's lives at risk, in the respect that my wife would need to run a bath when the baby's due, to sit in it and to ease the labour pains, we don't have any water to do that, then we, particularly more than other people at this time, well, her, not me, nothing to do with me, need water in the house. His delay has cost me time that I could have spent speaking to the relevant people to get water back to my house and the surrounding houses and blocks and whatever else it might be. Thames did tell me it's not that my responsibility to call Thames, it's Brent's responsibility to deal with Thames. So I was right in that respect, and I knew I was right, and therefore I complained. But as a nation of Britons, we hate complaining. Sometimes you just have to suck up and put up and deal with it and complain. And that is my lesson for today. If you have to complain about something, then you have to complain about something. Don't feel that, you might give the guy the benefit of the doubt or the woman the benefit of the doubt and they were, you know, just doing their jobs, because that's incorrect. Don't ever feel that you have to play second fiddle to some idiot's ways of thinking. If you're right and you know you are right, make sure that other people know it as well. That's just a little lesson here today. And I said to the woman who I complained to that if it turned out he was correct and I should have called Thames Water first or whatever, and that that he was right, I would apologise. She called me back very nicely. It was a very courteous lady whose name I do not currently remember, and said that if I lived in a house rented by Brent, then of course I would call Thames because it's the house, but this would affect more than just myself. So I was right in every respect that I should have called Brent, and Brent are supposed to call Thames, because if 161 flats in this block call Thames with no accounts, they would surely get fed up and very pissed off very quickly. And there we have it. I don't know how much time is left, although this always happens and I end up going for more time than I expected. 056. Wow, I chatted for 5 minutes about complaints. Hello, Jokester.
Hello.
You put your slippers on to come and stand out here with me.
Yeah, yeah.
For the remaining few seconds of this time. Did you enjoy your lunch?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
No complaints about the lunch?
No.
Good. See? No complaints about everything.
No, I just eat my chicken, not chicken, fish.
Your fish?
Yeah, no, I eat one chip, you know, I eat really quickly.
You ate quickly?
Yeah. yeah,